From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to our program. Let me start by inviting you to a special missionary rally in our church this evening at 8 o'clock. We have as our guest speaker an evangelist from Lebanon who knows firsthand what it is to witness for Christ in one of the most difficult regions in the world. His name is Edgard Trabulsi. He is a native-born Lebanese Christian, having found Christ after being involved in the violence of that region. Now he labours for the Lord in his native country, and he also is involved in evangelising in neighbouring Syria. He has a wonderful testimony and a wonderful story to tell, and we do invite you along to that special meeting. It's this evening in Kilskerry Free Presbyterian Church, and it's at 8 o'clock. We're going to turn to God's Word now, reading from Mark chapter 10. After we read, we'll have a hymn from Abigail Miller. It's an old favourite, The Haven of Rest. But first, our Bible reading, Mark chapter 10, we'll begin at the verse 17. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running, and kneeled to him, and asked him, Good Master, what shall I do, that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honour thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. May God bless his word to our hearts. Here's Abigail Miller and The Haven of Rest. We're turning now to Mark chapter 10 and the portion beginning at the verse 17. We introduced the story of the rich young man and his approach unto Christ last week, but we want to go a little further today with it. Now, let me say this about the young fellow. He had an opinion of himself that was unwarranted. He held too high a view of himself. In the verses 19 and 20, this is made clear. The Lord Jesus says to him, "Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother." And here is his astonishing answer. He answered and said unto him, "Master, all these have I observed from my youth." That's an astonishing statement for anybody to make of themselves. "All these commandments have I observed from my youth." It's obvious that this young man had no consciousness of his true sinfulness. He didn't realize what a sinner he was. The keeping of God's law, men and women, goes far beyond man's notion of what is involved in the keeping of it. If I might just turn you back in your Bible to Matthew chapter 5, to that very famous sermon preached by the Lord Jesus on the Mount. It's the Sermon on the Mount. It's often quoted, but it's often quoted by people who really have never studied it to any great degree. Now, the Savior is expounding the law in this sermon, and he says in verse 21 of Matthew chapter 5, "Ye have heard that it was said of old time, Thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment." The Savior is saying, when we are commanded not to be guilty of murder, the command does not restrict us from merely the actual, physical act of murdering someone, but the command extends to our feelings, and we are forbidden of God in this law to be angry without cause with anyone. And if we are angry, then we will be in danger of exactly the same judgment that would befall us if we struck out and killed that person. This interpretation of these words is reinforced by what the Savior says in the verse 27 of Matthew 5. He goes on. This time he's dealing with another law, that of adultery. Verse 27 of Matthew 5 reads, "Ye have heard that it was said of them of old time, Thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." So it is not the actual physical act that is forbidden in the law, either be it of murder or of adultery, but it is that motion within the heart whereby there is a desire to kill or a desire to commit adultery that is the breach of God's law and brings upon the person who thinks and feels so the same judgment that would befall them were they to carry through their feeling and act upon it and thus openly break the law. So this young man, he looks upon the law, and obviously he doesn't have the understanding of what it is that God is saying in his law to mankind. And he thinks, "Well, I have never killed anybody, therefore I never broke that law. I have never committed physical adultery, therefore I have not broken that law." And he goes down the list of the laws that Christ refers to, and because he has only a superficial understanding of what it is God says, he says, "I am guiltless before the law." Men and women, how many there are like him, who hold an opinion of themselves far above that which is warranted They hold an opinion of themselves that differs very much from God's opinion of them. For he who looks on the heart says this of us, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I must leave our subject there, but please join with me next week and we'll continue to observe this conversation between Christ and the rich young man. Will you remember the meeting tonight in Kilskerry at 8 o'clock? If you're not able to come to our missionary rally, well, tune into our program at 9 o'clock tonight. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.